This is Daguerreau's Masculist MGTOW Flyers. That is two or three page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Daguerreau. This is flyer number 471, entitled The War Path: Masculists Take the Gender Political Initiative. Description. This flyer pushes the idea that the time is ripe for masculists to take the initiative in gender politics by going on the war path. Masculist ideas are stronger than feminist ideas. Masculists will preach bi consciousness to society, influence the media, and have the gender laws men feared. There is a lot of masculist work to do. Flyer itself. The war path. Masculists take the gender political initiative. By Prof. Dr. Hugo Daguerreau. Email profhugodaguerreau@yahoo.com. Website profhugodaguerreau.wordpress.com. This flyer pushes the idea that the time is ripe for masculists to go on the warpath, to take the gender political initiative, taking over from the feminists who have had a monopoly over gender politics for the past six decades. Why do I say this? Because the masculists have their own ideology now, their own ism, that is very powerful, more powerful and more persuasive than feminist ideas. So it's time that the masculists took to the streets, to the universities, to the media, to the parliaments, to get things changed, to change mentalities, to liberate men from decades of parasitic manslavery at the hands of the hated fluffies and fluffy feminists. The core idea of the masculists is that masculism is essentially a rebellion by men against being manslaves to women, working for women for decades of their lives. Men, with their 10% larger brains, their 4 IQ point higher average IQ than women, their 10% greater IQ variance than women, their 10 times greater testosterone levels in their blood, mean that it is men who build everything, invent everything, create everything. Women lack genius. There are no female Beethovens nor Einsteins. Women have won a pathetic 1% of science Nobel Prizes. More specifically, it was men who gave women science-based medicine, household gadgets, life expectancies well into the 80s, and the contraceptive pill, so that women could effectively choose the number of kids they want, and typically they choose to have 0, 1, or 2. Thus, women have a half century of career window. So women now can work. So the masculists tell women that women now must work. Since anything else is manslavery, parasitism of the money and labour of a man, and hence a moral abomination. Masculists put enormous moral pressure on young women to get off their fat parasitic asses and fip up. That is, become FIPs, equals financially independent persons, by bothering to get a career-competent education, by acquiring a real skill that the economy values so that they are capable of earning good money and not expect fluffy style, in brackets, a fluffy, based on the word fluff, is a masculine label for a traditional woman who expects to be able to parasite off the money and labour of a man, close brackets. To be able to manslave a man for decades of his life. Masculists are abolitionists. They see fluffydom as manslavery and manslavery as slavery, and hence something to be hated. So masculists have a hatred of fluffies and aim to wipe them out by preaching masculist ideas to men around the world, persuading them that it is very much not in their self-interest to have a relationship with a bloody fluffy, who sees men as cash machines to be sexploited and abused for decades of his life. Most feminists are what the masses call monoconscious. That is, they have only had their feminist consciousness raised, so tend to be rather feminazi bitchy as a result, since they have been taught by feminism how men oppress women, in brackets, for example, rape, sexual harassment, domestic violence, etc. So they are understandably angry at men for this. Women have been taught by feminism that gender oppression is a one-way street for 6 decades now. So it's not surprising that when a typical monoconscious feminist is confronted by a masculist for the first time who tells her that, in fact, women oppress men far worse than vice versa, she goes into cognitive dissonance, since what the masculists are telling her runs totally against what she has believed in gender political terms for decades, that is, all her life in most cases, unless the feminist is in her 70s or older, who remembers when second wave feminism burst onto the scene in the late 60s. The Industrial Revolution and modern capitalism forced the growth of the nuclear family, so that families were more mobile to move to alternative employment after bankruptcy of the companies that employed them. And there were no contraceptives in those days, so families were large, and mothers, the wives, had a full-time job in their hands raising the kids at home, while the husband, the father, was out of the house earning the living to keep the, in capital letters, entire family financially afloat. If he failed in his task of bringing home the bacon, then literally the whole family starved, forcing large numbers of women into prostitution to earn some money to feed her kids. Thus, boys and young men were powerfully socialized by parents and society to be good breadwinners, to be psychologically tough, to be able to bounce back the next day to find a new job when he got fired or his company went bankrupt, because if he was unable to do this, then his family starved. A century or more ago, there was no welfare state, no worker parties, no health insurance, no unemployment insurance. Fathers had to be good, reliable breadwinners, or their families starved. Feminists are still women, who in today's world know nothing about masculist ideas, so by default have traditional fluffy expectations of men. They see men as cash machines to pay for women to have babies. This attitude of most women is deeply ingrained and is generally the top criterion that women use in judging the suitability of a man to be her mate, the father of her children. That is, will he be a good provider, a good man-slave? This was a century ago, but in today's world, women have a life expectancy of 85 years and a career window of half a century, so must work or be seen by the masculist as fluffies and hence hated to be wiped out for being immoral, parasitic, manslaving vermin. Masculists have a real hatred of fluffies and literally spit in their faces for being manslavers and hence slavers. One of the main aims of the masculists is to put a masculist group in every high school and campus so that young masculisted men are in a position to apply powerful moral pressure on young women to get off their fat parasitic asses and fip up by studying career competent majors at high school that will allow them to be fips as adults and not manslave a man for decades of his life, turning her into a hated manslaving fluffy. Masculists estimate that about 80% of young women at high school choose to become fluffies by studying fluffy crap majors, making them fluffy crappers, choosing to study the soft option, the intellectually easy, intellectually lazy, memory-based majors, which at high school would be majors like English literature, foreign languages, history, etc., and not the hard option, where young women would have to think and analyse, which would be math and the sciences. High school masculists will soon be putting powerful moral pressure on high school fluffy crappers to fib up, to step up to the careerist plate and bother to get a career competent education, which 80% of young women don't do in practice. Within a decade, it's likely that those young women who don't fip up, that is, those young women who choose to become fluffy crappers, will be rejected socially and sexually by their male classmates, who will spit at them due to these fluffy crappers' traditional expectations of becoming fluffy manslavers as adults. Maskless aim to wipe out such women by totally ignoring them, not even pumping and dumping them, so that such fluffy crapper women rot on the shelf, manless and hence sexless, loveless, orgasmless, babyless, etc., and utterly miserable. Maskless have an even greater hatred for fluffy feminists, who are seen as hypocrites, since it's bad enough that fluffy feminists are fluffies, and hence manslavers, expecting a man to work for her for decades of his life. But they are also hypocrites, since they want equal rights with men in the parliaments, but reject equal obligations, in capital letters, with men to share equally the burden of earning the living with men by fipping up at high school and college. Women have been powerfully conditioned over the centuries since the rise of the nuclear family. That is, the role of the man to earn the money to pay for her to stay at home, raising her kids. This deeply held expectation of men by women carries over into the divorce courts that the feminists took over in the 70s, turning them into family courts, where the basic unquestioned assumption was that it was the role of the man, the husband, the father, to continue paying the woman, the wife, the mother, to raise her kids. So when a divorce occurred, the father, the ex-husband, simply continued to pay her after the divorce the way he did before the divorce. These fluffy feminists then changed the divorce laws so that divorce became toxic for divorcing fathers. He would lose custody of his kids with a 90% probability. He would lose his house to his ex-wife, so that she could raise her kids in it. He would lose half his wealth and half his stuff to her. He would be forced to make child payments to his kids, whom he would barely see. And if his ex-wife was a real fluffy, he would be forced to pay her alimony for the rest of his life, with no legal nor moral obligation on her to get off her fat parasitic ass and fip up, so that she continues to parasite off his money after the divorce the way she did before the divorce. This financial crucifixion of divorcing fathers occurs at a rate of one married father in four. This is an outrage, a moral abomination, that makes maskless so angry and hateful that there's growing talk amongst maskless of a sex war. Since the maskers argue that the casualty rate amongst married fathers in the fluffy feminist-controlled divorce courts is much greater than in a major war. Maskers are screaming for reform of the divorce courts and are increasingly using militant, violent tactics to stop the hated fluffy feminist hypocrites who are feminists in the parliaments but fluffies in the divorce courts. Fluffy feminists in the divorce courts are truly hated by the maskers for good reason. The fluffy feminists are committing a major gender crime against men in the divorce courts. Modern divorce is now so toxic for men that there has been a massive backlash against marriage and paternity in many countries, where now some two-thirds of young men wipe their hands of marriage and paternity. They look at what happened to their fathers, their uncles, their older male friends, and come to the obvious conclusion that marriage sucks, in capital letters. So choose to have nothing to do with it. So choose the alternative lifestyle of being a MGTOW, that's MGTOW, which means men going their own way. That is, men who refuse to marry, reject paternity, and spend their money on themselves and not on some hated, parasitic, bloody fluffy. This is the end of part one.